time now for the Remembrance Project, writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the life of someone who's passed. We know New Hampshire, of course, for its outdoors experience, hiking the mountains, for example, where the inexperienced climb at their own peril. Today, Alyssa tells us the story of a man from Hingham whose hiking experience began early in life and lasted late.
Frank Carlson was a cautious man and a Yankee pragmatist, detail-oriented, as a CPA needs to be. He was also a quiet person, though not always. Julia Carlson is one of his children.
He would, you know, make comments about things like, one of them was outhouses. Too far away in the winter and too close in the summer. You know, he would come up with stuff like that kind of out of the blue.
Frank's lifetime membership in the Appalachian Mountain Club, the AMC, began early when his mother introduced him to the world of hiking, which of course included the world of outhouses. In 1937, only 17 years old, he hiked 15 miles along a high white mountain ridge across several summits in saddle shoes. Those were the days when young men pounded hobnails into their heels for traction.
Well, yeah, they didn't have hiking boots back then. But he always liked outdoors.
For a few years, Frank worked as a crewman in the AMC High Huts, toting up to 80 pounds of canned food and supplies on trails in a packboard strapped to his back.
And I remember him telling my granddaughter this story about how they were resting with these big packs and this bear came along and she was like, oh, you know, she was like four or something when he was telling her that story. And so she said, what did he do? He goes, we ran.
Eventually, he left the AMC for Harvard and a tour in Patton's Army. He became an audit manager for the National Science Foundation, married twice, had four children. But into his long, late years, when most become earthbound, he was still climbing.
So one day I call him up on the phone. I said, oh, what have you been up to? He goes, well, I walked up to the top of the Blue Hills today. I was like, oh, my God. Because part of me thought, you know, he's going to just keel over and die.
Frank made it to the summit on his canes.
When he got up there, he said, well, there were these two guys that were kind of following me up. They said I was the oldest person that had ever been up there. And he said, I told them I was up there before the war. And then they kind of looked at me and he said, World War II.
He hiked into his 90s. That was nothing, though, because he did his own taxes until he was 96.
Frank Carlson died at home in Hingham last July. He was 97. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.